You should not listen to this with small children around. It may lead to trauma, and I cannot be held responsible for any therapy that may be needed. Listening discretion is advised.
From day one, you fought for your life, and you blew everyone away.
Hi, welcome
back. Hello. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. Things are a little interesting around here tonight.
I'm Jesse.
I'm Alicia.
And we are
Changing the Chances.
Yes, we are.
Welcome back to the show. Hey, yo.
So what are we talking about tonight?
Woo! Anyways, so serious. Actually, we are, we've talked about multiple things on several occasions. We're talking about doctors we've encountered, mostly doctors. We just got into an interesting conversation last night. And we were like, oh my gosh, maybe we should just like bring this on over to our podcast. So here we are, and we're going to talk about it. Doctors we've encountered.
Well, and I think maybe just people in general, just people that we've encountered in general.
I do think it, I understand what you're saying.
It pertains more towards
doctors. Mostly it will pertain to doctors, right? I mean, there will be other people like sprinkled in there, but
yeah,
It'll be mostly like doctors. And,
yeah, but mostly doctors.
Okay. I think the whole conversation actually came up because we were talking about people and when they choose a profession and they go into it, such as doctors or teachers who love.
Who have a passion,
who love their profession. And as the years go on for whatever reasons, because there are multiple reasons, which we may or may not go into, but people tend to like lose the passion or lose the drive or lose, you know, their outlook on it changes. And sometimes that's not always a good thing, unfortunately.
No, it's not.
Which happens, again, to everybody in every profession. Like, let's just be completely honest. That just happens. Sometimes life wears you down and that just happens. I think we were talking about that because, like, if you have been a long-time listener, I don't really know that's been a long time, but you know, anyways, you know that we had an encounter in the very beginning with a doctor who we refer to as Doom and Gloom because I couldn't remember her name even if I wanted to.
Oh, yeah, no. I can't even fathom it.
Yeah, not a clue. You know, we wonder, like, is she somebody who's been beaten down by, like, what she's seen in her line of work, that's why she is the way she is. Maybe not. Maybe that's who she's always been. Like,
maybe that's who she's always been, which would mean that her entire career, she was, you know,
the negative Nelly.
Yeah. Crappy bedside manner and just, yep.
I'm just confused. Like, it's hard for me to imagine that she's always been that way purely because I can't imagine getting into a field that you just, like that kind of field. Like, you have to go through so much schooling. There's so much work you have to put in to be there. Like, I just can't imagine that that's who you are from the get-go.
She was old enough to be a grandmother. And it's just like, you yourself are probably, I mean, I don't want to assume, but you yourself are probably a mother and a grandmother. And you are,
like, have the capability to be.
You're this cold, like,
yeah,
wow, like, I couldn't wrap my brain around it, you know. But it could have also have been, you know, over the years between, you know, having to give horrendous news to families over and over and over and over, you know, was that something that just broke her and put her into a position where she just became cold so that she could cope and deal with what it, you know? I mean, so many things that we don't know, but
oh yeah, for sure.
You can see the difference because when she rotated out, which I think is a great idea, how the doctors rotate throughout the valley, when she rotated out and the other doctor came in that saved Piper, he had fresh new eyes on it, was like, why are we doing nothing?
Basically,
we should at least do something.
Yeah.
At least if she dies and we were trying,
we
can say we were at least trying,
yeah,
as opposed to the Dr. Doom and Gloom was like, nope, just sit here and watch her die.
Basically. how it felt.
Yeah, that's exactly how it felt. But he, just his personality, the way he spoke with us, mm-hmm. he had a different, like, he had a brightness to him.
Well, and it's funny they actually use the word brightness, because I just remember him being like, and I'm not saying that's like the wrong word, but like, he was just so, like, straightforward. He didn't seem like, it's not like he was super, like, optimistic and like,
he didn't have like a bubbly person. Yeah.
And he wasn't doom and gloom. He was just very like, listen, I'm a doctor. We should do these things because they could help make things better.
Yeah. Like, it was just very, very like, straightforward. He didn't beat around the bush.
It was like it's almost like, clinical, but yeah. not in a bad way. Cause sometimes clinical can be cold and that's yeah. not how it felt.
No, it just,
but it was straightforward.
It was very matter of fact. Like, yeah. This is,
we can still do these things that could be good. It could be bad. I honestly don't know, but we're not doing anything. Right, so we now, might as well just point, like,
we're not doing anything.
So try these things to try. See. Yeah. And of course for us, that was it was winning for us because it put us on a path that led us other places that ultimately, well, I feel like saved her.
Gave us hope back.
Yeah.
Like, it was like, okay, well, again, if she does pass, at least we're trying something.
Yeah. And I do think it saved her. And I believe that wholeheartedly. And
oh, I do.
So I'll never forget him. And yeah.
Yeah.
So.
But I feel like it can go that way with teachers as well. I think a lot of teachers, you know, get into it because they want to mold young minds and they want to help these children.
Yeah.
As the years go on and you've dealt with all these troubled kids and, you know, because kids can be shits.
Well,
let's be honest.
Clearly, like, yes.
I was a shit. But my
biggest thing, like, honestly, for me, is I don't think nowadays, if you were to ask me, I am not a teacher, 100%, not there. But my thought is, it's not even the kids 90% of the time. I almost feel like nowadays
it's
the
parents.
Freaking adults. It's the parents. And I cannot speak to anything personally. But just the stories I've heard from teachers, I'm like, why are these? Like, come on, parents. Like, come on.
Like, see, when I was in school.
Damn.
It was on the kid. Like, hey, why aren't you going to class? You're missing classes. Well, the teacher's not skipping class. You're skipping class. Why isn't your homework getting done? The teacher gave it to you.
Yeah.
Why didn't you do it? You know, and nowadays it's like, well, it's the teacher's fault because she didn't explain it or he didn't explain it well enough for my kid.
So, and this is the thing, like, personally, right now, I feel like this pertains to, like, more now times, is that we have learned that, like, people and children learn in so many different ways, which and I totally understand. It's not like these teachers do not have the time to sit down and individually teach each student the way they need to be taught. I get it. Like, I'm not, I respect teachers very much. And the downside is because they are sucked into this spot where, like, listen, I have to teach this way, or, and I have to do these things this way because state mandated, like, their hands are tied in so many ways that we don't understand.
Yeah.
As people who don't work in a school system, who don't understand all that. Like, and I don't think parents give enough credit to teachers.
And they're, you know, and bless the teachers that are still out there that truly love the job.
Yes.
Truly want to make a difference in these children's lives.
Yeah.
And want to help mold these little minds that are going to be, you know,
the adults that run the world, that's like,
be taking care of us, and running the world at, you know, some point, And there are still a lot of teachers out there that do that, and
kudos to them,
they dip into their own pockets to, like, you know, get little rewards and, you know, just things that are probably overlooked. And I feel like it's probably one of those, like, thankless jobs. Like, you probably,
I bet that it is thankless. Like,
I don't think they get thanked nearly enough as they probably should. I mean, Piper's had so many great teachers.
She's so
in third grade, and so she hasn't had a ton, but the teachers she has had have been wonderful. I mean,
yeah, I think we've been very fortunate.
With, yes, with implementing mm-hmm. her IEP plans and,
yeah,
you know, all of that stuff.
And we've had the a fact good that, system, so yeah, a good support system,
she,
a good...
She makes friends with, you know, everybody, and all our teachers seem to really love being around her.
Yeah.
And it,
I don't think she talks back at school a lot, so...
Yeah, that's probably true.
You know, I don't think she complains a ton at school.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
She is definitely sharing her opinion right now on that map.
Will you tell me? Yeah. But I do feel like you can see that in you know, certain professions, doctors, teachers.
Yeah.
You know, coaches, stuff like that, where
for sure,
you know, they are almost put on a different platform by society because they are in these fields. No,
oh, for sure. You know that you see that a ton in athletes.
Yeah.
Athletes who like go pro because in the beginning it's all about loving what you're doing. Then they start making money. Then it really becomes like a job.
One in, I think a lot of it gets to their heads too.
Like I mean, like there's a whole thing.
But oh yeah, you get these players.
You
that
put
are
them
in
on
college,
a pedestal, and then yeah, it's a
and they're
it's
hungry
just,
and they
man.
Play super hard and they put their heart and soul into it. And they get into the big leagues and you know they get that big payday and it is now it's a job. It's like, whoa.
It's no longer for fun.
Yeah, it's no longer a passion.
Yeah.
And you know what? It's sad.
Yeah.
There are still a lot of guys that, you know, they play the game for 15, 20 years and they love it.
Yeah.
They absolutely love it. It's what they live for. They love being out there. And it's not all about the payday for them.
But unfortunately, like in our world that we live, we deal with a lot of doctors. Constantly.
Well, not just doctors, like nurses too.
Nurses, just medical.
Yeah, the medical field.
And just as in life with anything, you will run into people who, you know, put you at ease and not seem happy and good people, and you will run into people who have no idea how to talk to another human being.
We've had a couple
and
of experiences with, like, not just Dr. Doom and Gloom, but we've had a couple of nurses where it was like, we just ain't vibing, something's not.
Oh, yeah,
like,
yeah.
It just doesn't work.
Yeah.
I mean, and the great
we
thing
are not
is
meant,
you can request different nurses.
We are
can,
not meant to get along with every human on the planet.
Oh, no.
And when I always tell people, like, when we say, like, be kind and do all these things, like,
you don't
have
to be best
friends. You do not have to be best friends. And you do not have to love every single person you come in contact with, because in reality, you just won't. We are all different for a reason. We are not all meant
to be mean.
Yes, but you don't need to be mean. 100% agreed.
Well, you know, and it's, I feel like, especially in this day and age, it sure would be nice if, like, it wasn't like that.
Yeah.
The way, you know what I mean?
Yeah. People don't know how to have differing opinions and still
and have it be okay.
Yeah.
Like, I like red, I like blue, you like red.
That's,
you know,
okay.
That's okay.
Yeah.
Like, well, yeah, you don't like blue. You're a horrible person, and you're just a fanatic or whatever.
Yeah,
like,
whatever.
Why can't you just like what you like and I like what
we
I
can
like
still be still two good be, people and get along. But we're not saying you have to love everybody, but you know, we're not all meant to get along, but you can still be nice and kind and make good choices.
But you can see the difference in people. As opposed to, you know, truly loving what they're doing.
Yeah.
This is what they want to do. This is where they want to be.
Yeah.
And the people that it's either they've been in it too long.
Yeah.
And it has literally sucked the life out of them.
Yeah.
Or they're just getting into it. And for them, it's like, well, if I can get into this field, I can make a bunch of money.
You know what I was just thinking? It literally just crossed my mind as we're talking. So these people who are in, let's just say the medical field, because that's the strong point for this scenario, get into the medical field. They do love what they do, you know, and as time goes on, obviously it wears them down and they no longer love what they do. I get it. I wonder if they just stay because, again, like the medical field takes so much time and schooling and money to like get into. I wonder if these people just go.
It's like hard to throw away.
Like how do I walk away from this? Yeah. Like and start all over again.
A completely different field.
Or I get that. They which just is sad stay in it
because they feel like they have to.
Yeah, because again, you're like, well, I've spent 10 years getting here, and who knows how much money. $50,000 like, in
college. Yeah.
Man.
Because that's one of the things that I think is crap. I don't think it should cost your soul to further your education.
I don't think it should cost your soul to do something that's going to better society and humanity. Like, we need teachers. We need doctors. Like,
I wish that not everybody, myself included, I was not built for school.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, everyone learns different. Some people are, go to 10 years of school. We will never can't run succeed on
just lawyers and doctors.
Agreed.
We still need people that know how to weld.
Oh, yeah.
Grow food, you know, stuff like blue collar people.
Well, of course, 100%. But
schools shove college down your throat from the moment you walk through the door.
Yeah.
And nothing is ever mentioned about trade schools. And I think people that get into like a trade, even just accidentally, let's say a mechanic. You know what? Guy gets into becoming a mechanic because it's just kind of what he falls into. It's not what he wanted to do. But then he finds out, you know what? I'm a gearhead. I enjoy tinkering and taking things apart and all this other stuff. And if he wants to go and like further his education on vehicles, yeah, he's got to take courses and stuff like that. But they're trade courses.
Yeah.
Yeah, it still costs money. But it's not, okay, well, just to set foot on my campus is $30,000 non-refundable.
Oh, yeah. No, like, I get what you're saying.
That's insane.
No, agreed. It's funny that you like just... side little note, because you know, have you been around?
But I think people that get into trades maybe enjoy their jobs. Just would you cut me off so I recut you off? I don't feel like maybe they
we got the look, sorry.
I don't feel like maybe they
not laughing at Jesse
get as miserable in their jobs. Like, you know the old saying, you know, if you find something that you love to do, you'll never work a day in your life, like, because you're doing what you love. As opposed to the people that get into doing what they love, and then it just has, like, beat them down.
I gotcha.
So, I'm sorry. I just wanted to finish that thought.
Sorry. I didn't know you had a whole thought after that. I wasn't trying to cut you off. It just made me think of Soul, was all. Because when...
That's a good movie.
When he's sitting in the barber chair, and he's like, you were born to be a barber. And he's like, actually, I wanted to be a vet.
Yeah.
But I couldn't. I couldn't go to school for it. So I ended up being a barber. And he's like, well, that sucks. And he's like, actually, I love it.
Actually, it's great because yeah. I get to talk to you.
Yeah. So it just made me think of that.
And a lot of us don't get into doing what we wanted to do. I wanted to be a jet test pilot or a fighter pilot.
You would have been good at that. I foresee that. Like, I see how you'd wanted that
so bad.
I want it to be what everybody wants to be, so...
What, a lawyer?
No.
Doctor?
Somebody told me I should be a lawyer, but
you should have been a lawyer. I should...
No,
you missed your calling.
A psychologist, or... I always wanted to be a psychologist. I'm very fascinated by humans and their, you know, brains and their emotions and their actions.
I get that. But, again, look at that. Like, I would have had to have gone... to all this schooling, yes, to do that
physical stuff, like, oh god.
But like, I feel like something like that would have been like my niche. Like,
no, I got you for sure.
You know what I mean? But I got into the trucking and automotive industry.
I think you guys fell into it. Honestly.
I just fell into it.
Yeah,
I enjoy it. I like it because I like cars.
Yeah. But I also think it's like served a very good purpose. Like, I don't necessarily want to go back this far, but I'm just going to mention it. So let's not get stuck on it. But like COVID, it worked out well for us because you you had the ability to continue working when like I had to stop and like the whole world shut down. Like that actually played a very great role at the time.
Yeah, because you know the world was still trying to keep things moving, you know, and the trucking industry was deemed essential.
Yeah.
And I did. When I got into the trucking industry, I had no clue. I mean, none whatsoever. I'm not saying I'm a grease monkey by any means, but I, as far as like the parts side of things, like I can navigate that. I can.
Yeah. You actually like, you've learned a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, for sure.
You know, even now it still serves me into my new job.
Yeah.
But I still wish I could fly a jet.
Sometimes we have to let dreams go. Like, I will never be a lawyer.
And you didn't want to be a lawyer.
Yeah, right. I didn't. I don't know. A part of me kind of wanted to, but I would never make money as a lawyer. Let's be honest. I definitely would go into it for the love because I would probably be a pro bono lawyer situation because I just want to help the people I want to help, but I want some high paid ass face. I'm not that person.
You only take these cases that we can win that pay hundreds of thousands of
dollars. Yeah, I could never be that lawyer. I don't want to be that person.
No.
Because I'm not motivated by money. So work for me. I see myself as a Wesley.
Oh, from The Rookie. Yeah. Yeah.
I knew you would get that.
Yeah. I don't know. I
don't know. I want to be an Angela because she's fucking badass. But she is
badass.
I see myself as a Wesley. If anybody watches The Rookie, the TV series, you'll understand. Otherwise, we're just talking gibberish right now.
But I do feel like, you know, those predominant fields, doctors and stuff like that, when... I mean, even you bringing up lawyers, like I feel like even lawyers probably get that way where
you're
in school and going through, you know, getting your law degree and stuff, like you're just chomping on the bit. Like, I can't wait to be a lawyer. I'm going to help all these people.
Till you get all those shitty cases you don't want to do.
Yeah. And then you get all that stuff and you've been doing it for years and it's like.
Unless you're motivated by money. Yep. I feel like if you are motivated by money, you're a great lawyer.
Maxwell, you should have been a lawyer.
Right? I think you're motivated by money. You were definitely growing up.
When you were younger, you were motivated by money. Unless it involved labor.
Unless it was physical labor. Yeah. But his brain, see?
Yeah.
I mean, he's using it now. He's
using it now.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
But I do want to go back to the main, what was supposed to be more like the main topic of doctors. Because you know us. Side tangent. You know, again, we've definitely had our fair share of, you guys have been around and heard all the ups, downs, good, and bad, I think. You know, we were just talking about how Piper is on pediatrician number 3. Not because the other ones were bad. I have liked all of Piper. I have loved all of Piper's pediatricians. The first two, the first one left to be with her kids. Totally understandable. That's what happens. The second one got another job like in England or something.
I think that's what it was, England.
Which, good for her. Like, I go. Can't blame her. The third one she now has is also amazing, which I love. That's the thing about pediatricians. I think a lot of pediatricians, at least the ones I've come across, have really enjoyed what they're doing. They have always seemed like they've enjoyed what they do. And especially in Piper's case, because we just see a regular pediatrician. Like, one that sees any child.
Yeah, she's not, like, a specialist.
She's not. She was recommended from her last pediatrician. Like, I think she'll handle all the information Piper comes with very well.
Hey.
But I, you know what I really like about her, which I like about any doctor, I'm going to say probably that I've come in contact with, is she, when we see her, and it's not, like, an emergency state of anything... She sits down and she will gather all the information I want to give her, and she will listen and she will write things down and she will do, like, she's not in a hurry. Like, she's here to help me do whatever I need from her, like, which I appreciate.
I am your doctor and you have my full attention right now.
Yeah. Which I appreciate, you know, and we do. Piper has another doctor that we've talked about a million times. Dr. Amazing, who every day I've told Jesse, 007? Like, yes.
Yes.
If he leaves, I will cry because I don't know how I'm going to find somebody else who seems to care as much as he does.
Yeah, he has set that bar pretty damn high.
He's just an
awesome human.
But yes, he's fantastic, and I enjoy everything about him. Do you want to know why I enjoy him very much? Because he listens, again, see? Very important. He never seems like he's in a hurry to move on from me.
Yeah, he's
very important.
Like, he's ready, like, God, I gotta go. Like, gosh, man, I got a tea time set up I gotta get to or something, you know?
But he listens. He listens. He's like, listen, I want to help you help her in the best way I can. So tell me what that is. I don't need to tell you what to do. I don't live with her.
Nah, and that's what I've always liked
about you. If these are the problems, these are the solutions I can offer. Yep. Do you like them or do you not like them? Those are your choices.
And he's always been very like, these are the options that I can present to you.
Yeah.
What you guys choose to do with them.
Yeah.
Because he's always asked about her sleep habits because he knows.
That's an issue.
Like, yeah. That's a thing. And yeah. It's like, you know, well, we can try this. We can try that. We can try this.
Mm-hmm.
We'll deal with it because we really don't want to put her on another medication.
Yeah.
Perfect. That's on you guys. That's totally cool. Whatever you want to do.
And that's like my favorite thing. These
options. If you change your mind.
Yeah. Call me.
You know, call me.
Call my office. Yep. Like, whatever.
I'll happily write your prescription.
No problem. Yeah.
And he's awesome.
I am here to serve you for whatever purpose that works best.
You
can tell.
He's still, you know, he loves his job. He loves knowing that he is helping these children in having better qualities of life.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. I mean, I truly believe that he gets a sense of joy out of doing that for these children.
Yeah. I appreciate that.
Especially for just to see him with Piper. I mean, I've only gone a couple times.
Oh my gosh.
But to see him with Piper, I'm like, if he's like that with every one of his patients,
right?
This dude is awesome.
Yeah. Oh yeah. 1,000,000%.
He's a good physician. He's a good doctor.
Yes.
Just all around good human. But he is one of those doctors, like, you can tell he is passionate about his job. He loves his job.
100%. So he actually just referred us. So we've kind of just touched base. And again, we will, as it gets closer, Piper will be having surgery this summer. It's a whole thing. So he did refer us to the surgeon that will be doing this.
Which Alicia and I felt very comfortable talking to this other doctor, the surgeon.
Which was phenomenal. Again.
So straightforward. But again, it wasn't off-putting.
It wasn't like distant.
No, it was like, these are matter of facts. Yeah. It is not just me. It will be me and an entire team.
Yeah.
You know, I will not be the only one helping your child.
I will lay out all the facts. I will have an
entire support team. Here is all the facts.
Uh-huh.
This is how long it's going to take, roughly. You know, this is what you guys can expect.
Yeah. Do you have questions? And what are your expectations out of it? Like, he just covered all the bases.
Yeah.
He didn't seem off-putting. He was very great. And I feel very comfortable. Okay, sorry. I feel as comfortable as I'm gonna feel.
Yes. About this situation. About as comfortable as we can get with the situation. But, you know, when we told him, you know, we understand that this is to help her with the increased muscle tone, you know, he also told us, like, you know, this isn't a miracle surgery. She's not going to just hop up and start walking. Could it help? Possibly. Like, you know.
Yeah.
But
and we this were like, is this is not our expectation. This is the reality of
things. And it's like, no, these are, that's not what we're expecting. We understand that this isn't a miracle surgery, you know. And no, he was very straightforward. He answered all of our questions. I mean, he did his best to draw out these rudimentary, you know, diagrams for us. Like, these are, you know, these are the steps that I will be taking. This is what's going to be happening. This is what's going to be going on.
Yeah.
And it was like, okay, that's.
I mean, it just means a lot when somebody feels like, it, I mean, not even that he's, because, you know, again, we just met him. He doesn't know us for anything.
No, but it didn't seem like he had that.
He wasn't cold and distant.
Or even that, like, pompous prick, like, I just went to school for 10 years. Yeah, is that funny?
I know, right? That's ridiculous.
You know, you guys are just peons.
Just like down to earth, like this is what I do for a living.
Yeah.
And these are the realistic expectations. Yeah. So
This is just what it is.
I don't know. It's just nice when somebody can like make you feel at ease. Again, I think we have talked about with him,
Piper.
So.
Cause you know, I mean, in all these aspects, you know, we're talking about nurses, we're talking about doctors, we're talking about teachers.
Yeah.
These are all very important members of our world.
Yes, and yes, hers, very much, yes.
Because, you know, I mean, it's just like any other parent with their child. You're hoping that these doctors and these teachers and nurses have your child's best interests at heart.
Yeah.
And, you know, to see firsthand the passion, and it's like they really, you know, this person really does care.
Yeah.
It puts you a little bit more at ease with her being with them.
Yeah. Oh, you know? Yeah.
Like, I was so nervous when she started school pre-K. It was like, oh, my gosh. Man. Whew.
Well, agreed. Yeah, we did talk about that. I was worked up
something nervous.
Yeah.
And now I'm like, no, send her to school. She wants to go to school. Send her to school.
Yeah. And we feel comfortable with those people, which is great. With it
because she gets sad and upset when she doesn't go to school. Because she enjoys it so much. Because she has such a great connection with her teachers and her fellow classmates. It's great. And same with the doctors and the nurses. When we come into the ER in the middle of a grand mal seizure, you know, and we're flipping out because obviously, you know, we're in the middle of a shitstorm.
Yeah.
And these nurses are just great.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Okay, we're trying to get an IV in there right now. This is what's going on. This is what we need from you. You know, how long has it been going on?
Yeah. Yeah.
What medications has she had tonight? Blah, blah, blah. You know, and it's, they're, you can tell that they're legitimately trying to help our child.
Yeah. You know? Yeah.
Same with at school. Okay, we're going to come in and we're going to do this IEP plan.
Yeah.
This is what we're thinking for her.
Yeah.
You know, what are your guys' inputs and thoughts? And Piper is legitimately happy when she's at school.
Yeah.
She interacts and she.
It's a big factor.
It is. It's a big factor.
It's a huge factor.
So for these people on these platforms.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
To legitimately feel like they care.
Yeah.
Big thing.
It's a huge thing. So
okay, Peanut. Okay.
I have told Piper to just take a breath. I did not tell her that, but that we were gonna be done. So we'll be done. I won't drag this out. Yeah. I could say a million things, because I could over the years of experiences with people. I'm sure everyone feels that way.
But we do appreciate everybody coming back and listening to us. We love all our listeners. Thank you very much.
All the listeners. So,
and we'll catch you on the flip side next week.
Okay, bye.
Bye.